when the federal government took over the district building, the city hall for D.C., back in the 90s, and was to become the head of the EPA, they renovated. They did extensive renovations in the building, and one of the casualties of that renovation was this plaque honoring war veterans in the district. When the district got the building back from the federal government under the Clinton administration, that plaque was just gone and was thought to have been lost forever. A D.C. employee by the name of Bill Rice kind of put me on to the case, said, hey, you know, you should see if this is still around. And I literally started poking around in the basement and closets, anywhere that I could find that I thought it might be lurking.
You just wandered in and started snooping?
Yeah, I have to tell you, once you're in the district building, while there's security to get in, once you're in, you pretty much have free reign.
Hard and crunchy on the outside, soft and mushy on the inside.
That's
now,
right.
Just to be clear, we're talking about the building that used to be at 14 and a half Street and Pennsylvania Avenue.
That's right.
Before the Ronald Reagan building was built behind it.
That's correct.
That one.
That's
okay.
Right.
The Gothic
it is now
place.
City Hall, once again, for the District of Columbia. And with the help of a janitor over there, I was able to find this. He thought he knew where it was, and he said, well, there's something under this tarp. I really have never paid attention to what it is, but let me show you. And it was actually in a janitor's closet right outside the chairman's office, and it had been there apparently maybe a decade. It was covered in dust and debris, and there were paint cans stacked on top of it, and it was in many pieces. But it was there and recoverable, and you can read the names, 1,800 names of D.C. residents who gave their lives fighting in foreign wars.
Now, this is a huge – it's not a little tiny thing.
No,
it's enormous.
They found a picture of the plaque when it was originally on the wall, and it is absolutely massive, took up a huge portion of – the hallway on the first floor when you came into the building.
So this is feet long by feet high.
Oh, at least – 10 feet long by maybe 15 feet high.
What's it made of?
Glass, this really heavy glass. I have to say, when I first picked it up, I thought it was bronze. I thought it was some kind of metal. But they determined that it was actually glass. Now, it had this arch over the top of it that originally explained what it was. That piece is missing and was never recovered. But the pieces that have the names are there. So there's this mystery now as to, well, who are these people? And I remember when I first found the plaque, I wrote down a bunch of names, and I started Googling them, and I couldn't come up with anything. I didn't run all 1,800 names, but that is now what the district government is undertaking.
Now, were all the names males?
No, there are a few women's names, as a matter of fact. It's a good question and adds to the mystery, because in the early wars, we didn't lose a lot of women. And so they really don't know. I know the Washington Post quipped that, well, we hope this wasn't the Employee of the Month plaque, and we know it wasn't that. We know it was. I've talked to enough people who have been in the Wilson Building for decades who remember the plaque vividly. It was a war memorial plaque.
I wonder if anyone did a comparison of the names on that with the names on that World War I memorial, the round one that's being renovated, that's over
on the mall.
On the mall.
On the National
Off to
mall.
The side there, yeah.
Well, they are, that is being renovated, as you said. What the Secretary of the D.C. Council is doing, they are taking those names, they're putting them into a database, and they're going to post these names on a website. And then what they're asking now for the public to do is, hey, go search this, you know, and if, you know, Grandpa Temin is on there, you can call in and say, hey, you know, that was my grandfather. He served in Italy. He died here. This was his rank. This is what he did when he lived in the district. And they really want to gather all the history of these names, these people, to help solve the mystery of actually who these people are.
But aren't some of the names repeated, too?
There is a couple of names that are on this plaque that are also on a separate war memorial. There is a very small marble carved memorial that still is on display, was never lost. It's on display on the first floor of the Wilson Building. And on the front and back of that plaque, there are several names engraved. And some of the names on that marble memorial were also found on the glass plaque. So lending more evidence that these were at least veterans, but still not answering the question, what war, what relationship did they have to the District of Columbia?
And Mark, what is the state of the plaque now? Has it been reassembled? Is it hanging somewhere?
No, it is still in pieces. They are going to restore it and rededicate it on Veterans Day 2011. I think the questions are they just D.C. residents, or were they all D.C. employees? You know, what wars did they fight and die in? Did they actually die in battle, or did they die later? These are all kind of the questions surrounding. But it you know, it's a great tribute that they're restoring this, both for, you know, these veterans and for the district's history in itself. But it's just a neat little endeavor now that they really are engaging the community and asking your listeners, because certainly, you know, many of the people who, many of the federal employees who work here have been here for generations. And it's very possible that people listening to this show had family members who died in the war, who were district residents, and their names very well could be on this plaque. And they desperately want to hear from you if you think that, that your family or friends or you know anybody or anything about this plaque.
And so what's the status of the database? They're building it now.
They're building it right now. There's actually a web page. You'll have that web page on your federalnewsradio.com. You can go to that web page right now and just see pictures of the plaque. But that you should be able to get all 1,800 names, hopefully within a few days, and start researching, scrolling through, and hopefully we'll get some answers to these questions.